next to the Wareham.
Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you, and I am now here with Karen Hawes with the Ogden Bike Swap that will go on at the Ogden Community Center this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. And Karen, first off, welcome.
Thank you, Brady.
And this really sounds like a very good program that helps a lot of folks.
This is the second bike swap that we've had in the area. The first one was in May in Manhattan. Parks and Rec had it. And it was very successful. We had people bring bikes, take better bikes. We're trying to address the problem that children keep outgrowing their bicycles, and parents are unable to keep up, particularly if they have multiple children. So by bringing a bicycle, they can swap for preferably a bigger bicycle. The mayor, Usha Reddy, asked us to do this in Ogden this time because there were a lot of children in Ogden that weren't able to participate in the bike swap last May. So this is a back-to-school event. We're really excited about it. We're anticipating that we'll have 50 to 75 families. And everywhere, not just Ogden, but Manhattan, Chapman, Fort Riley, Junction City, Wamego, they're all invited.
And how did you get involved with this project?
I sit on the city, Manhattan City Bicycle and Pedestrian Committee, and we saw that there were a lot of children riding the Green Apple bikes as soon as they came out. And those bikes are way too big for them. So many of them couldn't sit on the seat, and they were just riding standing up. And it gave us an idea that maybe we needed some more bicycles and that this problem should be addressed.
It really is amazing. I was noticing that a few weeks ago, just really taking in just how many Green Apple bikes you see, just how many bikes you see just overall. It seems like over the past, you know, a few years, I've been living in Manhattan for the better part of about 10 years now, and it seems like the last 3 years, just everybody's biking now.
I think part of it is that the university is growing so much that our college students have realized that they just can't get around the campus without a bicycle. And it's a long walk. I see that a lot in my work as a nurse practitioner. The students are complaining that it's just such a long walk in the cold. That's half our town right there. So I think that's created a great deal of excitement. I think that Green Apple Bikes has created a great deal of excitement in this town. They'll be getting a new shipment in of 300 bikes in this next 6 months, and they'll have drop bars, which will be more amenable for seniors. So I think we're going to see a lot of older people on bicycles in the next 6 months as well.
And is that 300 replacing like a lost 300, or does that mean we're going to have even more?
It's going to step up.
Okay.
I can't speak for Rod Harms and Green Apple Bikes, but I can tell you that there are going to be a lot more bikes. This has been a very successful program, but it's largely aimed at adults and teenagers, and so we're trying to make sure that kids are on bicycles that fit them and that we're reducing accidents.
Now, when I guess if anybody's interested, what's kind of the protocol when they first like come to the bike swap? What's kind of first steps that they need to have in mind?
Well, there's three steps. There's step one, which is registration. And when they come in, they'll give their name and possibly their address and an email so we can do some follow-up with them. And then they'll have their bicycle with them. They'll move on to the height station where they measure the child's height, because fitting a bicycle is all about the person's height. If they and once a parent has three children, they just can't keep up with how tall this kid is.
Oh, and so, the bikes and everything. I mean, it's
right.
Yeah.
So, if their tires don't pump up, or if they have a flat and they don't know how to change it, we'll have a bike station where they can purchase a tube or tire at cost, and then we'll have bike mechanics who are going to go ahead and put those on for them. If they're not sure if the tires work or not, then there'll be pumps and they can blow them up and check them. Then they'll move on to the second step, which is called the bike examination station. And I will quickly take a look at those bikes, make sure that the tires are up, make sure that the brakes are present. Just a quick check for safety. And then that bike will go out into the swap, or it will go into a pile, which will go to a shop that has to be fixed. And the step three, most important, they'll pick a bike and they'll get into a line, and there will be 6 to 8 bike fitters in four different quadrants, depending on the height of the child. And the bike fitters will be pulling out the bikes based on what they are going to do use it for. They're going to just run around town, or if they're going to use it to commute to school every morning, if they're going to be on trails, if they're going to be on paths, and also what they're expecting to do with the bike and what the parents want them doing with the bike. So they'll be fitted for the bicycle, and then they'll move on to the helmet station where they'll get be fitted for a helmet, a free helmet, and they will be fitted, they'll be given a water bottle, and then they're ready to go.
And there's no cost.
There's no cost. No, this is all free. The biggest expense in repairing bicycles, though, is the tires and the tubes. And so it's very important that those, by the time they come to the bike examination station, that the tubes and the tires are blown up. And that's why we have such an extensive tire station with bike mechanics.
And how many years is this for this bike swap?
Well, this will be the second bike swap in the Manhattan area.
Okay, second year too?
No, this is the first year. The first bicycle swap was Parks and Rec last May, and that was a big success. It happened during Bicycle Month, and it was so successful, the mayor was there, many of the city commissioners were there, that they asked us to do it again as a back-to-school event.
All right, very good. Well, Karen, if there's anything else, I think that works.
No, it's just this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Ogden Community Center. Thank you.
All right, everybody check it out. When we come back, we'll have Jackie Hartman with K-State to close out this hour of In Focus.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of